Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's the Rascals bringing us back 17 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. We're having a great visit with a good friend, Tamar Jacoby, the director of immigration, president, I should say, and CEO of immigrationworksusa.org. I encourage you to check it out and see what she's got going on there. She's an expert on immigration policy in America, and she's our expert and has been now for a long time. We couldn't do without her. Tamar, thanks again for being here. As we went to the break, you were saying something. You were about to set something up.
Hold on.
I'm not sure I've ever heard it put together this way, and that's the reason why I wanted you to have plenty of time to go with it. So go ahead.
So the Democrats, everybody agrees, including, again, majority of Republicans, that young people who were brought here illegally, not their fault, they were children, their parents made the decision, not them. Many of them have no home in Mexico. They grew or anyplace else. They've grown up here their whole lives. They're as American as anybody's kid. Mm-hmm. But they're different. But that's different than the people who made the decision to come. So whatever you think about the people who made the decision to come, and obviously people differ a lot about them, the kids are different. Most everybody thinks that. But nevertheless, for Republicans, it's a big concession to give what they call amnesty, to say that somebody who was once on the wrong side of the law should get legal status and be on a path to citizenship. That's a big concession for Republicans. For Democrats, Democrats don't believe the wall is a good idea. They think that there are other – some are flat-out against enforcement, a few extremists, but most of them think that other kinds of enforcement are more effective, and the wall is an insult to Mexico and will be very expensive and won't
really
work.
What do you think about the wall?
So for them – I think the wall won't be very effective, and it will be expensive. But if it's going to be the price of if it's going to reassure the American people, then let's build it.
Stop a second. I want to talk about the wall for a second. The only reason why I think the wall won't be effective, if they do it right, is because it's not going to be across the whole border. So you're going to have
how to get around them.
It's going to come to an end eventually if you don't have
a 2,000-mile border. It's a 2,000-mile border.
Yeah.
All border experts think that the most effective way to do it has much more to do with electronics, surveillance, a tougher penalties when you get here. No real expert thinks the wall is the way to do it.
What do you think is the best way?
But listen. It is. It's electronics, it's surveillance, and it's tough penalties when you get here.
Why haven't we already done that?
Not enough. No, because it's expensive and because I don't know.
And because Obama didn't want that to happen. Obama didn't want a secure border, did he?
Well, Obama increased border security quite a lot too, but not enough. So the point is, well, not. I don't mean to say listen to you in quite that way, excuse me.
It's okay.
But the point is that the border wall is a big concession for Democrats, and DACA is a big concession for Republicans. At least that's the
So are those going to get exchanged?
And that to me would be a fair deal. The problem is that and again, here's the Republicans playing politics. President Trump has put two big other things. He said that fair deal is not enough. You've got to buy my house. And that's too big for Democrats to swallow. And, you know, I don't know if the White House sat there and calculated we're going to ask for this and we know we won't get it and then we'll have an issue. But that's going to be the effect of it. I mean, it's ending chain migration, you know. And again, ending chain migration is like all these things. There could be a very mild version.
Let's make sure that I want to make sure we got this on the line here. So DACA. We know what DACA is. That's the helping the children stay here who were brought here not of their own will, and then they've got the wall. Those seem to be fair trades, but then the president or the Republicans have compounded that exchange by adding into it the chain migration thing.
They've added two things: the chain migration and the diversity lottery.
So the diversity lottery
has four corners. Trump now has four corners he wants to reach. So the diversity lottery is a bunch of visas, 50,000 visas. They go every year to countries that don't send many people otherwise. And chain migration is people, immigrants already here legally, can say, I want to bring my mother or my child or my sibling and sponsor them to come to America. And usually they have to wait a long time. I mean, sometimes
this is just all too much for Democrats. What do you think? Do you think that this is loading the table up so I can take something off? What do you think are the throwaways?
Well, I think you know, maybe they could find some way to compromise on the diversity lottery. So, you know, if you took those 50,000 visas, I think Trump would prefer to eliminate them totally. I think if you took them and you gave them to skilled immigrants, and you said some of those skilled immigrants would come from these countries that don't send many other people, that would be a little something for both sides.
Right.
And so you could compromise on that. But the chain migration is much harder to find a compromise on. Mm-hmm. Again, there's mild version, you know, the mild dispersion. Here's the mild dispersion. The Dreamers can never, their parents will be deported and they can never bring them, help them come back.
Mm-hmm.
Their parents will be deported and they can never help them come back. And that's the soft.
What do you think, quickly,
in 20 seconds,
what do you think is going to happen this year?
It's anybody's guess. And usually on immigration, you know, it fails several times and then we finally eke out a deal.
But do you think anything will be resolved before the election?
Well, I think there's a small chance.
Okay. Could Republicans go nuclear on this?
They could all go nuclear. Both sides could go nuclear.
Yeah, interesting. We come back. Yeah, if you think tomorrow and I've been going back and forth on this issue, wait till you hear us talking about sanctuary cities and states again. That's always fun. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.